Hey everybody, it's Brother Gary, your missionary to Mexico, and we're here at Hands Across Border Devotionals. And so we're going to get started right here in Proverbs 16:3. Just a little prayer request to you. Our area is having some gun battles, the cartel. We're in day number 6. And so would you pray for our area, for the peace, and maybe some of these that are in the gun battle could get saved and so forth. And if you'd like to see some updates or videos about what's happening in our area, you can go to our Facebook or our YouTube channel at handsacrossborder.com, and you'll be able to see that on YouTube or on Facebook. So let's get started, shall we? Proverbs 16 and number 3. It says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." And I want you to think about that. Normally you hear in our day and age people talking about you have to have the right mindset and you have to work on your mind and think positive constantly. But here we have the Lord, and he's using Solomon to write this. And if you read through the Proverbs, you should read through one a day. That'll help you get through the Proverbs every month. And Proverbs is a way of man dealing with man. And we have a hard time dealing with one another, don't we, sometimes? But notice this, the thought or the mind doesn't come until you, first of all, commit thy works unto the Lord. And that word commit there, he's using it in such a way as a man rolls a burden to another, which is too heavy for himself. And so there's a lot of things that you and I, as we live our Christian life, and we're talking about the work of the Lord, living for God, doing the works of the Lord, and sometimes it's very heavy, so to speak, and it is very worrisome and complicated and just hurtful sometimes as you're living for God. And what he's saying is this: as you and I go and do our work for the Lord and live for God, we should roll that burden to him. And as a result, we should be doing these works as unto the Lord. Remember Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." And sometimes you and I, we get the attitude of, well, people aren't really appreciating what we're doing. And so it really doesn't matter whether people appreciate it. It's whether we realize that God knows. And what we need to do is we need to roll those burdens, that work that we're doing. We need to commit it, roll it over onto the Lord. And so we can see this admonition of committing this to God. And so it's a finality. We roll it onto the Lord and we leave it there. And what we need to do is, as a result of that, our activities and plans, our thoughts will be less burdensome as we literally roll them onto God. You see, it's hard to think clearly and to do anything clearly in the work of the Lord or as we live for the Lord without rolling that burden on the Lord. Just a complete commitment to God there. As a result of you and I doing that, then we see your thoughts, he says, your thoughts shall be established. You know, we usually think of our thoughts or plans to the Lord and then committing our work to him. But here he flips it. He says, no, you commit your work to him, and then your thoughts will be established. And so here's the key for you and I. Here's what I want to get across to you today. Is oftentimes people are wondering, hey, what is God's will for my life? I'm not seeing things clearly. What should I do here, this next step? And well, the key first is this: that work that the Lord has you in, or as you live for God today, you just roll that onto him. You commit that to Him. You do it not as unto men. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Worry about being fully committed to the Lord. We see that in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, right? So here's what we need to do. We need to totally commit ourselves and our work to God. And as a result of that, our thoughts will be established. The first is to commit our works, then trust that our thoughts and plans will be established. I want you to meditate on that for today, would you? And may the Lord bless you.